This month saw a massive convergence of noodle slurpers in Torrance. The first ever ramen festival in LA was held a few weeks ago. People waited as long as 4 hours to eat among the world's most inventive ramen chefs. Graham Clark has more.
My name's Irish TC. This is my first time actually having ramen that wasn't top ramen, the top ramen that every college student eats.
My name is Hideo Furusawa.
Hideo is a hype man for a booth at the Ochoco Ramen Festival, drawing in customers with his loud vocalizations. Hype is a good word to describe the Ochoco Ramen Festival. It drew thousands of people over 2 days who waited hours in line for a chance just to taste some noodles.
Stephen Wang waiting for Kitakata Ramen Banai. We've been waiting in line for this one particular ramen for 2 hours. It's from Japan. Hopefully it's worth it.
Tetsuo, Motoda Tetsuo desu. I'm originally from Tokyo, and I just missed the taste of ramen from Tokyo. This is I hear this is the first time in Los Angeles for the ramen festival, so we're looking forward to it.
I'm Shigetoshi Nakamura from Ramen Lab New York. I'm doing ramen school to educate people. You know, that everybody brought ramen culture from Japan. Japanese has a very traditional way to, you know, that they have some kind of rule. Japanese doing always like a tonkotsu broth with tare or like a torigara. Here it's break like a sushi of the California roll. Or U.S. Ramen world is more like a free. Some people are doing like dipping noodle or like using ram broth. Also doing like, you know, the ramen burger. It's so free, you know, that everybody very accepted. Ramen burger is like collaborate of the hamburger, and ramen is a kind of soul food. Ramen is a Japanese soul food, and hamburger is a kind of American, like a world soul food. So that's combined together in Japan, not so popular.
Mike Stiske, we're in Torrance, California, eating the delicious burger. It's this ramen burger has so much flavor. It's amazing.
So you have the crisp from the grill on the ramen noodles. You still get that soft, chewy texture, and you got that pork belly. It's just delicious. It's just pretty much crispy on the outside, but it's got that nice pork belly taste on the inside. You still got that. It looks like mayo in there, and you got just delicious mixture of just veggies in there. Yeah, it looks like bamboo shoot. Maybe a little bit of mushroom too. It looks definitely like a shiitake mushroom. No, it's bamboo shoot. And when you take a bite, it's just amazing. Christmas in your mouth, or if you don't celebrate Christmas, imagine having your birthday and just getting whatever you want, times 10. My name's Andrew Palmer. When we got here, I was like, what is this? This is a line for like a movie or something like that? It's so long, but wait here for about an hour or so, worth it. Definitely worth it.
From Torrance, I'm Graham Clark with Annenberg Radio News.